probably busy enough a lot.
I don't know.
It's easy for glass pieces that tip. Jnanam tehaṁ sabhijjanam idam bhakshāmya seśatā dadyatya neya bhūya anya jñātabvam avasiṣyate. We have been discussing this verse. What is knowledge? Knowledge means how this universe is working. What is the working force? What is the energy? Oh. Just like scientists, they are searching out different energies. Just like this earth is floating on weightlessness, such a huge mass of material body with so many mountains, so many seas, oceans, skyscraper houses, cities, towns, countries, it is floating just like a swarm, cotton swarm in the air. So, if one understands how it is floating, that is knowledge. So, Krishna consciousness means to have all kinds of knowledge. Not that we Krishna conscious people are being carried away by some sentiment. No. We have got philosophy, science, theology, ethics, morality, everything. Everything that is required to be known in human form of life. So, Krishna says that I will speak to you all about knowledge. So, this is Krishna consciousness. A Krishna conscious person should not be fooled if he is required to explain how these universal planets are floating, how this human body is rotating, how many species of life, how they are being evolved. These are all scientific knowledge. Physics, botanics, chemistry, astronomy, everything. Therefore Krishna says, yajyatva, if you understand this knowledge, Krishna consciousness, then you will have nothing to know. That means you will have complete knowledge. We are hankering after knowledge. But if we are in knowledge of Krishna consciousness, if we know Krishna, then all knowledge is included. So, tat shakti visaya vivikta svarupa visayakam jnanam. We'll have full knowledge about the constitutional position of yourself, this material world, the spiritual world, God, our interdependency, time, space, everything. There are many things to be known, but the principal thing is that the God, the living entity, time, work, and this material energy, these five things are to be known. You cannot deny that there is no God. God is controller, supreme controller. You cannot say that you are not controlled. There is controller. Just like in the state, you cannot say there is no controller. There is controller. In every street, in every house, there is control, government control. Suppose this store, here is also government control. You have to build a store like this. You cannot be his residential house. The fire arrangement should be like this. There is control. Even you walk in the street, you drive your car, there is control. Keep to the right. You cannot cross when there is a little stop. You have to stop. In every way, you are under control. So there is a control. And the supreme controller is Krishna. There is one controller over another controller. If you go on searching out who is the ultimate controller, then you will find Krishna. Sarva karana karana. The Brahma Sangita affirms, Ishvara Parama. The supreme controller is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means control. So, we have to get knowledge of this controller, how he's controlling. So, jnanam vijnanam sahitam. Not only to know the controller, but to know how he is controlling. How many energies the controller has got, and how he is what controlling. That is vijnanam. So, jnanam vijnanam sina sinti tubha. Prapannaya asesata. Now this knowledge can be understood by a person who has made relationship with Krishna and is a surrendered soul. Without being surrendered, it is very difficult to understand the controller and the energies, how he is controlling everything. Shibhvam prapannaya asesata samagrena upadekshami. This is the condition. You will find in the latter chapter that Krishna says, naham prakasa sarvasva. Just like if you enter into any educational institution, if you don't surrender yourself to the rules and regulations of the institution, how you can get advantage of the knowledge imparted by the institution. Everywhere, wherever you want to receive something, you have to be controlled, or you have to be surrendered to the rules and regulations. Just like in our class, we are imparting some lessons from the Bhagavad Gita, and if you do not follow the rules and regulations of this class, it is not possible to receive the knowledge. Similarly, the full knowledge of the controller and the process of control can be understood when one is surrendered like Arjuna to Krishna. Unless one is surrendered soul, it is not possible. You always remember that Krishna, Arjuna, surrendered himself to Krishna. Shishtasthiham karmam prapanna. So therefore Krishna is also speaking to him. Actually, these discussions of scripture is not to be acted unless there is relationship between the speaker and the audience. The audience means the disciples. Disciple means who accept the discipline. Shishya, shishya, the exact Sanskrit word is shishya. The shishya means there is a verb, Sanskrit verb, it is called sas. Sas means control. From sas, the shastratam, shastra means controlling books. And from sas, shastra, shastra means weapon. When the argument fails, reason fails, just like the state controls, first of all, they give you the laws. If you break the laws, if you don't follow the regulation books, means shastra, then next step is shastra. Shastra means weapon. If you don't follow the regulation of the government, keep to the right, then there is police batons, shastra. So you have to be controlled. If you are gentleman, then you be controlled under the instruction of the shastra. And if you are defiant, then there is trident of Durgadi. You have seen Durgadi the picture, trident, threefold misery. You cannot, I'm to say, violate any rules and regulations as of the state, similarly of the supreme state, Krishna. It is not possible. Just take for example, there are some health rules. If you eat more, then you will be controlled by some disease. You will have indigestion. And the doctor will advise you not to eat 3 days. So there is something. By nature, nature means God's law, automatically working. Foolish people do not see God's law. But there is God's law. The sun is rising just exactly in the time. The moon is rising exactly in the time. The first year, 1st January, has come exactly in time. So there is control. But foolish people, they do not see it. Everything is control. So, to know God and how things are working and how it is being controlled, these things have to be known. We should not go simply by sentiment. Religious sentiment is good for persons who follow blind. But at the present moment, people are advancing so-called education. So, Bhagavad Gita gives you full information so that you can accept God with your reason, with your argument, with your knowledge. It is not blind following. Krishna consciousness is not a sentiment. It is backed by knowledge and practical knowledge. vijnana. Jnanam vijnana sahita. So, without vijnana sahita. And the process is to understand this knowledge is to be a surrendered soul. Therefore, we disciple. Disciple means one who accepts the discipline. Without accepting discipline, we cannot make any progress. It is not possible. Any field of knowledge, any field of activities, if you want to be aware scientifically and actually, then you should accept the controlling principle. Samagrena bhakti. Jatsarupam sarvakaram jatsa dhiyam tat ubha visankam jnanamatram bhaktum. Now, here, in this chapter, this is explicitly explained that who is the supreme worshipable object. We are worshipping according to our capacity. We are worshipping somebody. At least we are worshipping our boss. Suppose I work in an office or in a factory, I have to worship the boss. I have to abide by his order. So everyone is worshipping. Now who is the supreme worshipable object? Krishna. How he is supreme worshipable object? That is explained in this chapter. Jatsarupam sarvakaram jatsya dhiyam tad ubharvasam jnanamattam bhakti pratigyam. Therefore, he who understands that here is the supreme controller, here is the supreme worshipable object, then the problems of our life he saw at once. He is searching after. Just the other day, I told you one story. That one Mohammedan devotee, he wanted to serve the greatest. He was serving the Nawab, then he went to the emperor, Basta, then from emperor to Haridas, a saintly person, and from Haridas he was promoted to worship Krishna in Vrindavan. So, we should be inquisitive, intelligent enough. We are serving everyone, we are serving, at least we are serving our senses. Everyone, practically, they are not serving any boss or any master, they are serving their senses. Suppose if I am serving somebody as my boss, actually I am not serving his money, I am serving his person. I am serving his money. If he says, tomorrow you have to work free, you are getting $20 a day, now, tomorrow, I have no money, he has to work free. I know, no, sir, I am not coming. Because I am not serving you, I am serving your money. So actually, we are serving money. And why you are serving money? Because with the money, we can satisfy our senses. Without money, we cannot satisfy all these informidable senses. If I want to drink, if I want to enjoy certain such things, then I require money. Therefore, ultimately, I am serving my senses. Therefore, Krishna is called Govinda. We ultimately want our sense satisfaction. And go means sense. Here is the person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you serve Krishna, then your senses become satisfied. Therefore his name is Govinda. Actually, we want to serve our senses. But the real senses, the transcendental senses, is Krishna, Govinda. Therefore, bhakti, devotional service means purifying the senses. to be employed in the service of the Supreme Pure. The Lord is Supreme Pure. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, you will find that Krishna is described by Arjuna, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. You are the Supreme Pure. So, if we want to serve the senses of the Supreme Pure, then we have to become pure. Because without being pure means spiritual. Spiritual life means pure life. And material life means contamination. Just like we have got this body, material body. This is impure body. Therefore we suffer from disease, we suffer from old age, we suffer for birth, we suffer for death. I mean, in our actual pure form, spiritual form, there is no such suffering. There is no birth, there is no death, there is no disease, and there is no old age. In the Bhagavad Gita, you have read it, Nitya sāsatayam nahannati hannavāne sari. Nitya, although I am the oldest, because I am changing my body, I am a soul, pure, I have no birth, I have no death, but I am simply changing that, therefore I am the oldest. So although I am the oldest, I have got my new spirit, I am always fresh. This is my position. Krishna consciousness or devotional service means purifying the senses. That's all. We haven't got to eradicate, get out of the sensual activities. No. We have simply to purify the senses. How you can get out of the senses? Because you are living entity, the senses are there. But the thing is that at the present moment, because we are materially contaminated, our senses are not getting full enjoyment. This is more sanctuary. So, devotional service means purifying the senses. Sarva-pādhi-vinim-muktam tat-paratena-nirvala. Nirmalam means purification. How you can purify your senses? Yeah, that is defined in Narada Bhakti Sutra. It is said, the sarva-pādhi-vinim-muktam. Yeah, purification of the sense means you have to be free from all kinds of dizziness. Our life is full of dizziness. Just like I am thinking I am Indian. I am thinking I am sannyasi. You are thinking you are American. You are thinking man, you are thinking woman, you are thinking white, you are thinking black. So many dizziness. These are all dizziness. So, purifying the senses means to purify the dizziness. And Krishna consciousness means that I am neither Indian, nor European, nor American, nor this, nor that. I am eternally related with Krishna. I am the part and parcel of Krishna. When we are fully convinced that I am part and parcel of Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness and that is purification of your senses. That part and parcel of Krishna, you have to serve Krishna. That is your place. Now we are trying to satisfy our senses, our material senses. When you become, realize yourself that you are part and parcel of Krishna, then you will satisfy the senses of Krishna, Govinda. And by satisfying his senses, your senses will be satisfied. Just like crude example, this is not spiritual. Just like husband is understood as the angel, and the wife is considered as the angel. But if the wife satisfies the sense of the husband, his sense is also satisfied. Similarly, just like you have got some itching on the body, and the part of your body, the finger, itches on that body, the satisfaction also felt by the finger also. Not that the particular part only is feeling the sensation of satisfaction, but the whole body is feeling this satisfaction. Similar Krishna being the full, when you satisfy Krishna, sense of Krishna, Govinda, then the satisfaction of the whole universe, that's it. This is the sense. That means to stay Zarathustra. The another example is, just like if you satisfy the stomach in your body, then the whole body is satisfied. The stomach will issue such energy by digestion of the foodstuff that it will transform into blood, it will come into the heart, and from the heart it will be diffused all over the body, and all over the body the depression, the exhaustion which has undergone, that will be satisfied. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. This is the science of Krishna consciousness. And Krishna is explaining personally. So, Jagyata, if we understand the science of Krishna consciousness, then there will be nothing unknown. Everything will be known. It is such a nice thing. Jagyata neha huya anyat jnatabham vansishyate. Huyat means no more to understand anything. Everything is completely known. Then the question may be, why people do not understand Krishna? That is of course a relevant question. And that is being answered by Krishna in the next class. Manushyanam sahasresu kachit jatati siddhaya. Jatatamati siddhyanam kachit maam vetti tato. Manushyanam sahasresu. There are different kinds of men. Just like we know everyone on this planet only, apart from other planets, there are hundreds and thousands varieties of men. Even here we are sitting, so many ladies and gentlemen, there are different varieties. And if you go outside, there are different varieties. If you go to another country, India, Japan, China, you find different. Therefore, it is said, manushyanam sahasre. Out of many, many different varieties of men. Kaschid jatati siddhaya. Only a few persons decide to understand the philosophy of life. Because man is rational animal. Man is rational, man is animal. But rational. The special gift to man is that he can decide what is good, what is bad. He has got an extra knowledge than the animal. So, at the present moment, the education system is so bad that it is practically animal education. Animal education means when we are too much interested with eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that is animal education. eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, oh, you will find in animals. Oh, there is no distinction. They have got their own defending measures. They have got their own sleeping measures. They have got their own mating measures. You are mating with your wife in a secluded place, in a nice room, in a decorated room. But the dog is mating on the street, but the result is the same. So, to improve the method of mating is not advancement of civilization. That is animal civilization polished, that's all. Animal also, the dog can also defend from other dogs. And if you think that you have discovered atomic energy to defend yourself, so that is not advancement of human civilization. The defending method, that's all. Similarly, you go on analyzing. The analysis of man is perfect when he is searching after his constitutional position. What I am? What I am? Am I this body? Why I have come to this world? This inquisitiveness requires, that is the special prerogative for human beings. Therefore, as soon as one begins to inquire what I am, and if it goes on searching after this, then he will come to God, because he is part and parcel of God. He is sample of God. Therefore, manushanam sahasreshu, out of many, many thousand varieties of men, one or say a few person may be interested to know God. Not only know to not to know God, just to know himself. And if he actually wants to know himself, then gradually he will come to God. So, manushanam sahasreshu kasti jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhanam kasti bhiktimam sattva. And here we say, the manushya trisham sastradhikar jabhyanam sastumat. Now what I am, what is God, what is this material world, how it is working, these things are business of an educated man. A policeman cannot say. Therefore, sastradhikara. Sastra means one has got some knowledge in the sastras, in the books of knowledge. But as soon as he finds out, the one who has got books of knowledge in books of sastra, the quantity will be at once reduced. In this quarter, if you find out how many non-educated people are there, or you will find many. And as soon as you want to find out how many MAs are there, or at once the number is reduced. Similarly, there are many men. But if you want to search out some man who is trying to make perfection of his life, at once the number is reduced. And out of them, just like so many transcendentalists, samis, yogis, there are. If you count amongst them who wants to understand God, who has got the knowledge of God, at once the number is reduced. It is. Therefore, Krishna says that out of many, many thousands of people, somebody is interested for making perfection of life, and out of many, many thousands of men who are actually trying to make perfection of their life, you will find somebody, or you may not find out, who knows God or Krishna. But Krishna is so fine that he comes himself to be known by everyone. And he is so kind also that before his departure from this material world, he leaves behind him this Bhagavad Gita so that you can know from his personal talk what is God. So, if you read Bhagavad Gita rightly, as it is spoken by Krishna, not foolishly interpreting, nonsensically, but as it is, called the state of spirit. Krishna says that I am the Supreme Personality of God. Don't interpret this person with your foolish interpretation, but accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. And by his acts, by his sattvic knowledge, wisdom, everyone accepted seriously, all the acharyas. So, we have to follow the footprints of the acharyas. Mahajana jena gatasramantha. So we cannot understand how things unless we follow the footprints of great personality. Just like even in the scientific world, the law of gravitation. You do not know anything about law of gravitation, but Sir Isaac Newton, he says that there is law of gravitation. He accepts. That's all. That means you follow a great personality. So similarly, Krishna should be accepted, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by hints, but he has been accepted, like by personalities like Lord Chaitanya, Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, great personalities who are guiding the destiny of spiritual world. Therefore, you have to accept in that way. So, we will discuss next what happened. Right. If there is any question,
Swami, you say that Krishna consciousness is a system of purifying the senses. Does that mean that the senses become unlimited? Do the senses become unlimited? They're finally purified?
There is no question of unlimited, but at least it becomes purified. First of all, purified, then the limit of senses will be also extended. Just like if your eye is defective, so you cannot see. You require the help of glass. But if the disease of your eye is cured, you can see without glass. But that does not mean that you can see 400 miles. But at least you can see perfectly. You don't require the help of glass. Similarly, so long your senses are impure, you are completely in ignorance. You do not know what you are, what is this world, what is God. Simply in dark. Just like dull stone. Ignorance means dull stone. So, if your senses are purified, at least you can know who is God, what you are, what is this world, what is your relationship. These things will be. Not that you can become the supreme controller. No, that is not possible. Purifying the senses means at least you can know yourself, know the controller, you know the controlling system. But these things will be really.
Maybe one or two false statements. Is this
why you are anxious to get these men's property.
Pardon?
Why you are so much anxious to take these men's property?
The unemployment
insurance company has ordered you to take the state.
And I could get this, you see, if I would make a few false statements that I was looking for work when I have not been looking for work.
Well, one, he is making false statements. He'll suffer for that. You should not be anxious to anything which is not ordered by Krishna. That is your Krishna consciousness. You don't manufacture your activities. Then you will entangle. Yes. Will you follow the rules? Thank you. I said this.
Spiritual energy is situated in the heart, that's localized to our lives. Is this also Krishna's personal teaching?
Yes. Paramatma is also personal. Everything is personal. Paramatma is described as four-handed Narayan with Sankha Chakra Gadapatra, with ornaments. That is the feature of Paramatma. He has seen the Vishnu Murti. That is Paramatma. This wildness is an imagination. But actually, God or Paramatma, or Krishna, they are all Sachidananda Vigraha, transcendental form. They are not material form, transcendental form. Ishvara Paramatma Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. If we part and parcel of Krishna, we have got individuality, form, how we can say that the Supreme has no form, no individuality? He has got complete individuality. And that is confirmed in Veda. Nitya, Nityana, Chetana, Chetanana. He is the Supreme Living Entity of all living entities. Just like we are living entities, but he is the Supreme. That's he is also living entity. Nitya, Nitya. Chetana, Chetanana. The difference is eva bhunam vidudati kama. That one single, plural number and singular number. That singular number one is providing the necessities of other singular number, plural number living. That is the difference. He is the maintainer, he is the predominator, he is the controller, and we are controlled, we are predominated, and we are maintained. That is the difference between me and God. Otherwise, he is a living being just like us. He is most powerful, the most powerful, the most beautiful, the most famous, the most strong, and we are all subordinate. Therefore, his name is Asamartha. Asamartha means nobody is equal or greater than me. Everyone is subordinate. And it is Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Aham Sarvastha Prabhava Matta Sarvam Prabhastha. I am the origin of everything. Janmadrasa Yataha. These things are there in Vedic literature.
It says in the Gita that when Krishna comes, he wants to come to achieve a certain mission and then he from Krishna. He comes to achieve a certain mission and then he leaves. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says that at the disappearance of Lord Krishna, everything fell down, everyone was dejected, Arjuna was crying and such. Well, if he comes to achieve a certain mission, and then when he leaves, it all falls down again.
Not immediately. Just like here, the nature is working in that way. You build a very nice house. Gradually, the nature's course is it will become old and it will fall down. This is the way of nature here. You cannot keep anything fresh out. So long Krishna or God is present, or his representative is present, the affairs of the world go very nicely, but as soon as they disappear, again the same system begins dwindling. By the power, just like so long, the sun is there, there is no darkness. But as soon as the sun is away from your sight, or at once the darkness. Because the whole atmosphere is darkness. It is by artificial means or by arrangement of God, you are keeping it light. This room, at once electric fails, or it will be dark. Because its nature is darkness. Its nature is dark. Therefore, Veda says, don't keep yourself in this darkness. Just get out of it. Come to the light. Tamasi ma, jyoti gam. Just come to the light. That is spiritual. So, Krishna comes to give you information of that spiritual kingdom. The life is like this, just like Krishna described in Vrindavan. Everyone is happy, enjoying. So, he displays this spiritual life to attract it. So our business should be to be attracted by him and prepare ourselves to go back to Godhead, go back to home. Not that because Krishna came here, he has left some instruction, we shall stick here. He must give up this act. Krishna gives you opportunity how you can live peacefully here. But that does not mean that you make your permanent settlement here. Then you are doomed. Take the advantage of Krishna's instruction and prepare yourself so that sapta deham punarjanma naiti. After leaving this body, no more coming here. But you go, your transfer to Krishna. We should prepare to that. That is the solution of God. Otherwise, if you want to live in this material world, this nature is like that. Bhutta, bhutta, puliyate. It is manifested but at a certain period, again it is destroyed, and there is destroying and this process. So Krishna comes, he sets right everything, but the nature of this world is like that it begins again. This is. Hello? Let us ask some people. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopa. Let the girl come. Come on, come on. Oh, my God.
Thank you.